another economic snapshot.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The job losses are still pretty scary, but the continuing story sounds a little nicer. People continue their economic aversion to shopping, and the spray painters in Soho, well, that message isn't resonating very well. As the morning open, we ask, where's Wall Street? Market's pretty much flat right now. The Dow down about 10 points or a tenth of a percent, 86.65 where it stands right now. The NASDAQ up about a third of a percent, S&P 500 pretty much flat. European markets mostly up right now. The Bank of England and European Central Bank announced today their rates won't change for now. Asian shares closed lower today. All right, Doug Forman is Director of Equities at Highmark Capital. He joins us live from San Francisco this morning. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Steve.
So jobless claims fell to 621,000 last week. An important thing happened, though, in this morning's report, and continuing claims actually fell as well. No record high this week. That's the first time that's happened since January. What does that tell us about the job picture and a specific type of recovery?
Well, the job picture, I think, is in the process of stabilizing. It's getting, as you point out, slightly better. It tends to be a lagging indicator when you're coming out of a recession, so I think the type of recovery that we're ultimately going to see is a little bit unclear yet, but I think it does add to the evidence that things have stabilized and hopefully we'll be getting better here.
Government also gave us a revision this morning of productivity in the first quarter. It came in and adjusted 1.6%. That was double the estimate from last month. Doug, what does this say about how businesses are handling the downturn?
I think it speaks volumes about how businesses have reacted to this downturn. They've done a magnificent job of reducing their costs and getting their inventories under control in a very, very quick fashion. And I think to show this type of productivity growth in this kind of economic environment, which is still quite punkish by anybody's standards, is amazing.
Retail, and very, very quickly, Doug, retail not so good. Costco, Hot Topic had lower sales, but discounters fared better. What's it going to take for people to get to shopping again? Just a few seconds.
I think consumers are going to have to feel more comfortable about their savings, and their savings rate is heading up, and it's probably got to go a little bit higher and pay down some debt and get their mortgages under control. And I think as that deleveraging process continues, people will start to spend a little bit more, but it's still they're still watching their dollars.
Doug Forman, Director of Equities at Highmark Capital. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Bankrupt automaker GM is trying to figure out if it'll shutter even more factories in the third quarter to save more money. You know who else is prone to bankruptcy? People with a serious medical issue. According to a new study, American families are one major illness away from going broke. The American Journal of Medicine says medical bills are involved in more than 60% of personal bankruptcies here in the United States. Tamara Keith has more.
75% of the bankruptcies related to medical expenses hit people covered by health insurance. Dr. David Himmelstein is an associate professor at Harvard Medical School and one of the authors of the study.
Most of us have insurance policies that if you're really sick, they are like an umbrella that just melts in the rain. They don't actually offer you the coverage you think you have.
The study is based on a survey of families who filed for bankruptcy in early 2007. Himmelstein says most of the people affected were well-educated, owned homes, and had middle-class jobs.
We looked at medical bankruptcies back in 2001, and there's been a 50% increase just in the last 6 years.
Robert Zirkelbach maintains insurance coverage isn't the problem. He's with the trade group America's Health Insurance Plans.
What we need to do is look at what is driving up the cost of care. Why are is utilization skyrocketed, and what can we do as a nation to get those costs down?
Healthcare reform is on the agenda in Washington this summer. I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
Some of the graffiti artists of New York have their own thoughts on the recession, but some business owners in the Soho neighborhood would rather they keep those thoughts to themselves. Here's Sally Herships.
Martin Kappa is a real estate agent who's been noticing the recession-oriented graffiti in Soho.
I saw Where's My Bailout, and I saw one you know, when am I going to get my money, or I'm homeless. So the graffiti's more sophisticated, if that makes sense.
Just to be clear here, we're not talking about tagging, which is spray painting names or gang symbols over and over. This is street art. Kappa says when he was a kid, he did some tagging himself, but now he's reformed. He says graffiti can harm sales and property values.
It affects everyone. Store owners, small businesses, we're all working to try and stay afloat here.
But graffiti can also be big business. Works by the British artist Banksy pull in tens of thousands of pounds. Oded Halakhmi is an Iraqi artist and gallery owner in Soho. He says he loves the freedom available to artists in America, but he says graffiti has a place.
You can make flyer and hand it to me and do T-shirt as a creative protest, but paint it on the wall of the gallery, not on the wall of our building.
A few blocks away on Broadway, a graffiti artist who calls himself NY Sieve is spray painting hats for tourists. Nearby, Anthony Vasquez and a couple other artists have a table set up selling graffiti on canvas. I ask Vasquez what he says to people who are angry when their property gets tagged.
If you don't like noise, if you don't want people to honk their horns, then you shouldn't be here. It's those little imperfections that like make it beautiful.
As unpopular as graffiti is with local business owners, there is a demand for it. Sarah Martineau is a fan. There's a stencil outside the nearby salon where she works.
It says sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And that is the kind of graffiti that I support.
But Martineau's not responsible for cleaning it up.
I'm a renter. It's not my problem.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Hope you can check us out at our website, marketplace.org. You can leave your mark there without the messy paint. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, he's sharing his thoughts. You can share your thoughts with him, too, this morning at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.